In the year of our Lord 1806, we set sail from the cold Cay of Cork.
Up, back.
We were sailing away with the cargo of bricks for the Grand City Hall in New York. Being an elegant craft, she was rigged fore and aft, and how the trade winds drove her. She had 23 masts, and she stood several blasts, and they called her the Irish Rover.
There was Barney McGee from the banks of the Lee.
There was Hogan from County Tyrone.
There was Johnny McGurk, who was scared stiff of work,
and a chap from Westmead named Malone.
We had Slugger O'Toole, who was drunk as a rule, and fired in Bill Tracy from Dover. And young man Mick McCann from the banks of the Ban was the skipper on the Irish Rover. We had 1 million bags of the best Sligo rags. We had 2 million barrels of bone. We had 3 million bales of all nanny goats' tails. We had 4 million barrels of stone. We had 5 million hogs and 6 million dogs. 7 million barrels of porter. We had 8 million size of all blind horses' hides in the hold of the Irish Rover. We had sailed 7 years when the measles broke out and the ship lost her way in a fog.
Big fog!
And the whale of the crew was reduced down to two, 'twas myself and